You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Equities Property Fund announced to us today that they would be involved in they'd kick off a wheeling a deal with the city of Cape Town. I'm joined on the line by Equities' ESG officer, Irshad Wadvala, to take a look at this and try and unpack this and try and make sense of it. Good evening, Irshad. Thanks so much for taking the time. What is a wheeling deal? How do we understand that?
Good evening, Jimmy, and thank you for having me on your show. So, I know we talk about energy and we talk about transmission and where does the word wheel actually come from? But essentially, it's what we're doing is we have the concept of wheeling is transmitting or generating energy from one site and then essentially feeding that into a grid and using it on the other side through an accounting mechanism or via power purchase agreement. So in the case of Equites, we're using an A-grade facility of ours located in Taro, where we've installed solar infrastructure, and we are now wheeling that onto the city of Cape Town's grid and using that energy to mitigate our own emissions in the building, in the commercial office block that we located on at the foreshore.
Irshad, how does the other side of the deal work, of the wheeling deal? I mean, you put electricity or you supply electricity into Eskom's infrastructure for a buyer on the other end to take it up from an offtake purpose. Do you decide the offtake? Do you determine where the power goes to in the end? How does it all work mechanically after you've then generated the power?
So a very interesting question, Jimmy. So in this instance, because it's the city of Cape Town's wheeling project, we're going to be injecting into the city's grid. So through that process, we've identified an off-taker and we approached the off-taker and said, look, we are in one of your facilities. We want to reduce we need renewable energy. We have emissions reduction goals. A commercial building doesn't have the sort of roof space in order to install large PV systems. Through this process, we then engaged and said, okay, we have this facility. We're able to feed in through this wheeling pilot project into the grid, and you will become an off-taker. And the supply or the transactionary details of this will be recorded under a power purchase agreement. So what the city of Cape Town will do is at every 30-minute interval, it will measure the amount of energy that's being fed into the grid from our generation site in Paro, and it will allocate that amount of energy or credit that amount of energy to the account of the off-taker. That credit will then be charged by us as Equites Property Fund or as the generator to the off-taker for that energy that we've essentially supplied through the Cape Town's municipal infrastructure.
That's quite a fascinating structure. That's quite a fascinating way to do it. And as you alluded to, Irshad, one of the reasons you're doing it is obviously for a carbon footprint, from a carbon footprint point of view, as Equites, as a business. What will the impact then be on your business in terms of reducing your carbon footprint? Have you been able to sort of estimate what that'll look like in the long term?
Yes, in terms of our Scope 1 and 2 emissions, or rather our Scope 2 emissions, we're going to be receiving almost 100% of our daytime energy from a renewable source. I mean, it depends, of course, on the sun shining, and that's why I say almost 100%. But the interesting part is that once we started this process of engagement, we had interest from other tenants in the building who were also keen on getting renewable energy. So we see a potential to upscale this project up to 2 megawatt. Now, when you look at it in terms of utility scale project that you read about, you've got 10, 50, 100, etc. We need to understand that this is within a city precinct that we are able to get this amount of energy put on one of our roofs, wheel it in, and give the potential of other tenants in a commercial office block the opportunity also to now reduce their emissions by purchasing some of this green energy.
Certainly an interesting way for rates to tackle this. I know I've spoken to GrowthPoint in the past around how you're going into this alternative stream and how you're ensuring that where you as the property holder are a landlord, you're providing alternative solutions to your tenants or to those in your ecosystem and around that. Is this something that you can easily replicate, this kind of wheeling agreement? Is it something you can easily replicate depending on the municipalities and all all of that from an agreement point of view?
Look, I think that's it's going to be determined by the municipality and how the wheeling framework is going to be rolled out. So the city of Cape Town is, under this pilot project, has, rolled out their own wheeling framework. I think City of Johannesburg also has one in the pipeline, Ekurhuleni. And where we have a footprint in these municipalities, I think it places us quite favorably, to start engaging and saying, this is what we can do. We have the experience. We know what goes into it. I think, there's two aspects to it. The one is the municipality's concern that they're going to start losing revenue because them selling on-selling of electricity is quite beneficial to their coffers. And this may not be the case anymore if you have these private or IPPs, independent power producers. And I think it's just working with the Molin and understanding how can it be a win-win situation for both us as generators, for both and for the municipalities.
Certainly interesting times, especially if we think about the alleviating the pressure from the Eskom grid. This is certainly a creative way to do it. And congratulations to Equitas for getting the deal structured and sort of putting this in place. I hope it comes to fruition in terms of just making it sustainable and seeing if we can replicate this in other areas. We'll leave it at that, Irshad. Thanks so much for those insights and for helping us understand how the wheeling deal works. Irshad Wadvala, who is the ESG officer at Equitas Property Fund, joining me to unpack their wheeling deal with the City of Cape Town.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.